From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. The bugle blowing taps this Memorial Day at the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington National Cemetery. Today, Americans honor the men and women who gave their lives in wars from the Revolution to Iraq and Afghanistan. Hundreds of thousands of Americans who've fallen in battle since 1775.
On this Memorial Day, I stand before you as the Commander-in-Chief and try to tell you how proud I am of the sacrifice and service of the men and women who wear our uniform. They're an awesome bunch of people, and the United States is blessed to have such citizens.
The President, speaking at Arlington Cemetery. Thousands of people passed by the war memorials in the National Mall here in Washington today. We met some of them earlier.
Well, just put down Bud Hansen. You don't need my name. There's those guys on the wall over here deserve all the glory. But I was with the 4th Marine Division. We served in the Marshals, Saipan, and our last operation was Iwo Jima.
Who are you thinking about today, Bud?
One in particular that I had as a chum, his name was Skipper Strout, and he was a corpsman. He was lost on Iwo. I think about him a lot.
My name is William D. Weisgerber, but I go by Denny. I'm from California, the San Jose, California area. Who's on my mind today? Well, there's a fellow by the name of Isaac Torres, who I carried off a hill. And when I got hit, he got killed. And I think of him quite often. He was one of the boys in my platoon in Korea.
Hi, my name's Lance Corporal Pierce, Jared R. I'm from Redding, California.
Who's on your mind today?
Well, I got my buddy. He's leaving for Iraq here in a couple weeks. And he's not there yet, but I'm just hoping that he'll come back, you know, all in one piece.
Some of the voices of those who came to honor the war dead and to think about those still serving on this Memorial Day.